Thursday, Parshas Kisavo.
Rabbi said we have a mishmar tonight. Those that would like to join us from 1 till 3, you don't have to stay the whole time. You could come for as much as you want to come for. But we're doing a special mishmar as a schus for Shmuel Yonason ben Malka Braina, who is probably in surgery as we speak at the moment. We also have a kumzitz tonight, after night seder by Kever David, which we do. We try to do every year before Slichas. It's a very special, enjoyable event. Everyone's invited. Okay, we're going to do the Gemara here on the bottom of Daf. Chof Tesomid Beis. Let's see what happens. Mishtabeach le'Rav Chisda. Le'Rav Huna. Rav Chisda was talking to Rav Huna. And he told him, Bidrav Hamnuna Dadam Gadlu. Rav Hamnuna. He's a big man, Rav Hamnuna. The Ben Yoyada says even his name sounds like big man. Because Rav Hamnuna. Ham is, hey mem, is gematria for Adam. Hey mem is gematria Adam. And also, it's the milui of the shem Havaya. If you spell out the shem Yud, and then hey, Vav, and then hey, it's gematria 45 also. Yud is Yud, Vav, Dalet. That's Yud. It's called the milui. Yud, hey, Aleph. Vav is Vav al Vav. Hey, Aleph. You collect that together. That is Gematria 45. So it's the Shem Havaya, Adam. And then Nuna. What's Nuna? Nuna is, it seems to be a whale. It's the largest fish in the sea. I know it's not officially a fish, but dog is. So it's Adam Gadol. It's Adam is. Hey, Mem is Gematria Adam. Nuna is a big fish because he's like swimming in the Yam Hatanlid. He's Adam Gadol. Also, the word Hamnuna is also letters of Emuna. Ois yois Emuna. Tzadik be'emuna so yichye. So he's big in Torah. He's also big in Tzidkis. He's big in Torah v'yira. He's big stuff, Rav Hamnuna. Yeah. What happened? Amalek yishiyave liyadcha heviyu liyadi. When he comes to your hand, bring him to me. I like to be meiriach. Would love to see what it was like. Ki asa when he came. So Rav Hamnuna came to Rav Huna. Chazyeh, Rav Huna saw de lo paris sudre. He saw he didn't have a sudr on his head. Amarle, my taima lo parisha sudra, why you're not wearing a sudr? Amarle, de lo nesivna. I'm not married. Not married? Adrina la apimine turned his face around from him. It says, Varastichli. Be'emuna, right? We said Rav Hamnuna is emuna. Ba'aras tichli be'emuna. What do you mean? Where's the marriage? What do you mean? What do you mean? You're not married. So he turned his face around. Right. Amalei chazi luchazis lach la'api. I'm not. You're not going to see my face. I didn't see this until you get married. What's the reason? So wait, hold on a second. So how did he know he wasn't married? So it says because he wasn't lo parasude. It says Rashi Chazir Rav Huna l'Rav Hamnuna de lo parasude kederach hanesuim. The way of married people is that they have a sudra on the head. Shayu regil machasus roish, and they would cover their heads. Married people cover their heads. It sounds like who covered their heads? Only married people. Single people didn't cover their heads. So the Vilna Gaon says from here you see that in the times of the Gemara. That some people didn't cover their heads. They went begilui roish. It's brought down halacha b'zman that everyone has to wear a yarmulke, but seems at the time of the Gemara not like that. However, the Magen Avraham says that's not pshat. He says everyone wore a regular yarmulke. It's just married people had an extra kisui. They had a double covering. This what? Well, I don't know if we're talking about during davening. I'm not talking about during davening.
No, I'm saying, but they would wear it always.
I don't know. That's what he said. You know, there's Inyan.
They wore it the entire
Inyan of wearing, I don't know if you know, there's double coverings in their yarmulkes. You see this? This type of yarmulke? It's got a double covering. There's some people that have yarmulkes that are just one thing, but says the Magen Avraham, you should wear double covering. Married people, at least, would, but there's something about this, about being, or they wear hats all the time. Not talking about during davening. During davening, everyone should wear a hat. It's halacha. But just walking on the street, he wore with a double covering. That's the pshat. It's an interesting thing that the Mishnah Berurah brings around the Drushas Maril that he says a bachrim are potter from tzitzis. Bachrim don't wear tzitzis. Mishnah Berurah says, what does that mean? Bachrim don't wear tzitzis. But the Chor Pshat Namaril means that Bachrim don't have to wear double tzitzis. Right? We wear tzitzis, which is talis cotton. When a person gets married, he wears talis gadol. But it's about a bachur. It's the same thing over here. Every person's wearing a yarmulke. He just doesn't have to wear a double covering. So people are not mechuyev to wear double covering yarmulkes. Married, so that's already that's considered normal. So what did he do? He turned his back to him. The Chazanisha question. Chazanisha fek the kasha. Hold on a second. Where was Rav Hamnuna from? Eretz Yisrael or Bavel? Bavel. People from Bavel, what do? They get married first or they learn Torah first? What's going on? So if you go like Rashi, then what does Rashi say B'nai Bavel should do first? Get married first. We understand very good why he's going to get angry, Rav Huna. Because Halan Val always supposed to get married and then you're supposed to learn Torah. But like Toisvis Frekta Chazanish, what's he getting upset about? You didn't get married. Of course not, because for a person should first loyme Torah v'achar kach yisaisha. Frekta Chazanish, you see from over here that how long can you push off getting married? Only till 20. But this whole thing of learning Torah first then getting married says the Chazanish until 20. 20, get married. So my problem is, what's the Rambam going to do this? And I don't have an answer, really. The Rambam says, every person, if they want to be like Ben Azai, they don't have to get Ein Biyodoi Avoin, says the Rambam.
There's no space.
Ein Achanami. Hold on. Let me finish it off, and then we'll... Says the Rambam that any person that is Torah Bilimudoi and is busy learning and doesn't want to get married, doesn't have to get married. Just like who? Ben Azai. So the Rambam says that that's an acceptable mode of behavior, even after 20, after 30, after 40, like Ben Azai. So Elamai have to be like Ben Azai, says Avi. It's only someone like Ben Azai. Yeah, but Rav Hamnuna is Adam Gadol. He's the big fish. He's the Doug Hamnuna that we got. We have all this, you know, we have the Gematrias. We got, maybe he's like Ben Azai. I don't know. Maybe Rav Huna said, you're no Ben Azai. I don't know. I don't know. But to me, it's a problem.
No, didn't we say that Ben Azai got onto such a level that he couldn't find love in anything else?
That seems to be what the Rambam is saying in Biyodei Avon, the same right. Thing. He's
honest.
But the Rambam says Halacha Lamaisa. The Rambam is writing Mishnah Torah for who? Halacha Lamaisa. Anyone that's like Ben Azai, don't get married.
Like
Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik is the. He was Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. He was the Rosh Hashiva of YU. And his wife passed away, so his Talmidim said, "Why are you not getting married again?" He said, "I'm married to the Torah." So he said, "It was my damnish."
Yaakov Adas.
He's not married.
That's for a different reason.
Yeah.
It's precious.
I don't know. Kitzer, my point is like this. It seems to be even bizman. I don't know. The Rambam is passing a lachem psuka. So what do you want from Rav Hamnuna? Maybe he's being Ben Azai. I don't know the answer to that question. It's a kasha. I didn't see anyone even ask the question. But I have the kasha. I'll call upon him.
Weird himself. It's not like he's pashim shadi either. Right? It says the Gemara Lasi Uisha.
That's the only person that's not. He says there's an exception to the rule. The Rambam is saying.
He didn't have any hair. Maybe even one hair.
Is a Rambam psuka that if you like Ben Azai, don't get married. Ain't the other oven.
If you have no hair,
I got it. So we got Rav Hamnuna. This is the first time meeting Rav Hamnuna. You hear about it. Rav Hamnuna, big tzaddik coming to town. Big tzaddik, here he is. Adam Gadol. He comes in and he says, "When you married?" What? You got it? It's the first time meeting him. So, like, well, what's your pre? I don't know. Maybe he saw his face and said, "You're." I don't know.
Maybe the Rambam
I don't know what's going on over here.
Maybe what? The Rambam says you can learn without getting married with a Urim.
Yeah.
So maybe he doesn't have to get married, but doesn't mean I have to look at his face. They could both exist.
What? He's a Russia? Ain't biyado avin. Ain't biyado avin. Did nothing wrong. Did nothing wrong. So, okay. I don't know what I say. It bothers me. Let's keep going. So he said, so what did he do? Because he was upset, he turned his face, turned his back. What's the significance? Ari, what is this? He turned around. He didn't frown at him. He didn't yell at him. He turned his back. What's the inyan of turning his back? So the Marsha says, the reason is because it's Aser Listakel Bipnei Rasha. You're not allowed to look in the face of it. I'm not looking at you. I'm not looking at you because what do you mean to get married? Everyone's hacking. Woo, Adam Gadol. He's not saying Nishnor. It's not Adam Gadol. It's the Asher L'Stakel B'Pnei Rasha. Pele, says the Marsha. But the Ben Yoyada says that's different.
What's the Rasha say?
Because he didn't get married. I don't think so. I don't think so. We'll see. We'll see. A minute. The Sefer HaMaknas is something else. Sefer HaMaknas says the reason is because of the following thing. Because it's brought down that a person that's kol she'eino isik b'pruv revu goyim shchina she'istalek mimenu. Anyway, it's not isik in pruv revu. So the shchina is can be removed from him, and a person's mekabel pnei rav is kabbalas pnei shchina. So therefore, you don't deserve to see the Rav's face. Or Rav Huna says, you can't see my face. Because looking at me, the Rebbe, is like looking at the Shechina. So according to the Marsha, the Pshat is Rav Huna doesn't want to look at Rav Hamnuna. According to the Makne, it's that Rav Hamnuna is not allowed to look at Rav Huna. Clear? According to the Marsha, the Pshat is, it's also a stack of Pnei Rasha. I can't look at you. I got to turn around, I can't look at you. According to the Makne, it's that you are not allowed to look at me because looking at a Rav is like being Makabal Pnei Shechina. Someone's not Oisik and Pruv, okay, Makabal Pnei Shechina. What?
It's more mashma like that in the Gemara, no?
Like which one?
The second Pshat says you can't look at my face.
I don't know the Diktuk that well. That's what it sounded like to me. But the other half of the Gemara is mashma more like the, I think the other way. Why? Because look what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Rav Huna the time he damer ben esrim shana v'lo nasi isha kol yom ba'avera ba'avera saka daitach ela ema kol yom behir ha'avera Rav Huna the shitasa, and if the vort is because of peru or revu, so what does that have to do with Rav Huna the shitasa, Rav Huna the time because it's hir ha'avera? I think the pshat in the marsha is he's considered a pnei rasha because of hir ha'avera. Now the Ben Ish Chai says, what does that mean? Rav Huna a rasha? Rav Huna is calling Rav Huna a rasha? How could it be such a thing? So I think that maybe the pshat is as follows. Sometimes this it doesn't mean necessarily that I'm labeling the person as a Rasha. It's the main that the mensch is a Rasha. In this matter, he's doing Maiserishus. That's what he's saying. So the chiddush is, Vifel, right now the discussion is whether you should get married or not. So right now I can't look at you. I'll look at you a second later. I can look at you now. Now we're talking about something else. Oh, you're Lulav? Wow, what a tzaddik. Right, that's the Chiddush, maybe. Maybe that's why the Sefer Machlis doesn't want to know like that. Ben Yonah doesn't want to know like that because Kikol Marasha. He's not Bechefza Rasha. So you can't look in the face of a person while he's doing an Avera?
The Lashon
says. The Maisa.
It says straight up, Ad Dinasaras. It says, don't look at me until you get married.
Yeah.
When we're talking about I don't know.
Listen to this Mardik Azach. It's brought down that when people come to court, defendants and what are the other ones called?
Plaintiffs.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. You're not the dying's not supposed to look at them in the face. You know why?
Sympathy.
No, that's what I would have said. But what? Because it says in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos
that you think of them as Russian. Then
when they're standing in front of you, you beinecha kirishoyim. So therefore, you can't look in their face, right? And then when they're kabbal mesadin, you beinecha kizakoyim. So what it means that they're a Russia because they're so. At this moment, klape this thing, you have to, I don't know, a kitzer, upon him, that's the pshat that Marsha says you can't look in his face. Says the Gemara, why? It's Rav Huna l'shitasoy, because Rav Huna time, Edom Rav Huna, ben esun shana v'lasi yisho, koyom be'avera, be'avera sakadayta, ema koyom be'hir hur avera. So Rabbi, I have a question for you. Is hir hur avera an avera? It appears to me it's not an avera.
No, it's
Avera Salkadaitach. Elaima Hira Avera. Okay. So that's an Avera. So what do you mean Elaima Hira Avera? So is Hira Avera an Avera? So then he did the Avera. That's called he did an Avera. He did that's called Avera. Who said? Call Yamav Be Avera. Is this an Avera, yes or no? Is here Avera and Avera, yes or no? No. Abish Schweitzer. Yes. What? What's made Los Sasuru?
Stray,
I don't know. Stray, Los Sasuru. I don't know. I think that it's really that, it's not, it's the following thing. That this is going to bring a person to Avera is guaranteed. Here Avera will bring a person to Avera, without a question. But is it Bechefza and Avera? Avera? Maybe it's not an Avera Mitzal Atzma, but don't be foolish. That's what the HR says. Just look, don't do anything. It's not happening. A person, is your eyes are going to pull you to go do an Avera. But is it Bechefza and Avera?
Second Machshava,
I don't know, Rabbi Yisai. I'm just saying, the Gemara seems to make it sound like it's not. What's the lav? Is there a lav in the Torah? Maybe lo sasuru. You have to look this up. It's for Monday, it's for Thursday night, for Shmir Zenayim. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, during night Seder, we'll go through Shmir Zenayim and see, is it a lav diaraisa? Is it a lav diaraisa? Or is it just, it's something that's going, it's for sure going to bring you to an Avera. There's no question about it.
Is it?
What?
I thought.
Hear
her? Because you learned earlier.
So that's what we're saying. Maybe that's why you could that we said before. If you're learning Torah and you have your averus, keep learning Torah because the hirhor is not the cheftz and avera, and the Torah maybe will be able to combat that, right? But see, it's over. Start that maybe. But once a person's doing averus mamish, that might be a whole different story.
But the question is it an avera itself, or does it only bring you to?
Correct. It's for sure a bad thing to do. It's for sure the wrong thing to do, without a question. But is it just something that's maybe l'day aver? Okay. Stuff in this. Zok the Gemara weiter. Says the Gemara. Amar Rava. V'chein tana deber b'shmol. Ad chaf shana. Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu metzapel adam. Masa Yisa Isha. Until 20 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kilu sits and waits. Waiting. When is a man going to marry a woman? Kivin sheigia chaf veloy nasa amar tipach atzmoisav. Kodesh Baruch Hu says he is 20 years old. Kodesh Baruch Hu says Anyone know the little translation of the word tipach?
Crush.
What?
Crush.
What? What's the word?
Crush.
Crush. What? What up?
Explode.
Blow up.
Yeah.
Like in tafuach.
Yeah.
Like that. It's brought down in the Sefer Pnini Halacha. He brings down there's a minig for a person the entire night of his 20th birthday to stay up all night learn. Why? She's to try to like combat tipach atzmoisav. It's like it's not a simple day. It's not simple. Why are you not married? If you're married, you can sleep on the 20th night. But if a person is not married, the night of 20 should stay up the whole night and stay up all night learn. Stay up the whole night.
What about the next night?
Yeah, exactly. Party. It's my 20th birthday. Right? But that's enough to already put you. You're putting yourself in that path. You're showing Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not getting married at 20 because I want to keep learning, because that's the heter, right? Or else he's going to have a problem with tipach atzmoisav. Okay, why 20? Asked what's that? This why 20? So I saw two different pshatim. One pshat I saw is the Shlach Kodesh says because 20 years old is when a person's supposed to go to war. 20 years old is the age when you go to war. And the Pasuk says, Pru Ravu Umalu Esa Aretz Vechib Shuha, which means populate the world and capture it. I'm not sure what the significance of that is, but 20 is when you're supposed to start having children. Therefore, you have to get married at 20 in order to be able to have children at 20. That's one. The Shlach HaKadosh. The Maaser Rokeach says because at 20 years old, the person becomes a Bar Onshin. Now, even though really, a person's supposed to really be doing mitzvahs before he's 20, and really he's going to be held responsible for them, but this one is like a difficult one. We push it off to the very, very end, till you're 20 years old, and then you do the mitzvah, because that's when you already have to get started.
Could you say that when you're tzuvah, it's always the more reward for
it? Right.
Because it's very strong, but when you're 20, then it's more of a chiyuv.
Right. And why is it more of a chiyuv when you turn 20? Because what? So, but every mitzvah is you become a Bar Onshin. So every mitzvah should become harder when you hit 20. But this is the only this is a mitzvah you can only be Mekayim once, you're saying. Other mitzvahs you can be Mekayim, you can do lulav all the time, so maybe get older at 20 and therefore just in a chanami. But a mitzvah you can only do once, you should wait till you're 20. So, Ksiva Sefer Torah.
Why not?
A
mitzvah, just a different type.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would say maybe like consequences.
The shah is if you have to be married by 20 or you have to or start at 20. In other words, you have to be married by 20. It's mashma, you have to be married by 20. It's mashma. I was wondering this also because of this shah of
Purim. Is everything considered possible?
Good shayla. Kivan shehigia chaf veloy nasa. He hit 20 and he's not married, it sounds like. It sounds like you got to be married by 20.
That's not
Erisin. Wait a second, I got to get started. So that's what it's for? If it just puts you back, by the way. It doesn't move you forward. It just puts you back. Right. Okay, so, but Lamaisa, the Oyam has a heter because the Oyam's learning Baruch Hashem. But I don't really know much of Terem aside for that.
We already started. We're all working on ourselves to be ready to get married.
Oh, you're doing the ishtadlus. That's all part of the ishtadlus. It's like it's kilu you're dating, and you're just if you're not.
We're not able to get married.
You're not able to get married. It's another type of
oinus.
We're
working on it.
Okay, everybody, let's keep going.
It's
a good shayla. It's a good shayla. Okay.
Okay.
What? Very good. I'm Rav Chisda. Hi, da'adifna mechavroi. Rav Chisda said, this that I am better than my friends. Dinasivna b'shissar, because I got married at
16.
We have an asivna b'arbeisar, if I would have gotten married at 14, have amina le sutton, I would have said to the sutton, gira b'einach, a spear in your eye. Yeah. Great. What is this idea of gira b'einai? Why does he pick a spear? Why is spear the weapon? What?
That's the arrow.
The arrow, whatever it is, that type of thing. So I believe that the Benish Chai says because it's very far away. Use a sword in your eye, then I have to get close to you. I stay far away. 14 years old, I stayed far from the Sutton. You know, I'm like, way, that's gira. Why in the eye of the Sutton? Because where is the Sutton's main koyach? Says the Marasha, Shmira Seinai. Gira be'eina de sotten. Gemara says that Marasha dach sachia. That we saw Gemara, we spoke about Shmira Seinai, that the Yitzhara came and it appeared to someone in the size of one big eye. Because that's what it's all about. Shmira Seinai. Gira be'eimach. So I want to say a big chiddush because the Machzor Vitri has a very good kash here, and it's hard to say teretz. Machzor Vitri has a question. What do you mean? I would have said to the Sutton, "Havi amino the Sutton gira be'inach." There's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah, "It's aser lehisgarois b'Sutton." You can't start up. Don't start up with the Sutton. Don't say I got you because he's like because you're not interested in like getting him worked up because you don't want to be brought to an isayin. So you challenge the Eitzahara, he's gonna get back at you. Asur lehizgarois b'yetzahar. So what's going on over here? Havimina gira be'einaych. Rashi says, Havimina the Sutton gira be'einaych kiloimar. Hayisi misgareboy. Hayisi misgareboy. V'sutnu yetzahara v'lo ira shechitani. It's not, he's not going to be able to cause me to sin. So I thought it's asur lehizgarois. What do you think?
This is what he would have done, but I just don't do it.
So he says, maybe this is what he makes it sound like if I would have got married at 14, I would have done it. See, in theory, I could have, but I wouldn't have because I shouldn't have. But I would have liked to.
No, but also he, in a certain sense, was getting rid of it. It's not going to exist anymore. So like, it's not starting off the Yitzhara because you have nothing to do with me. Yeah.
Oh, so I wanted to say something kind of like what Moshe Siegelman was saying. I was wanted to say something like what Moshe Siegelman was saying. That this. I don't have all of the ideas in front of me, but in the Shvilei Pinchas he speaks a lot about the idea of Pesach Chatos Roivetz. Pesach Chatos Roivetz is that the Yitzhar is waiting by the entrance. Just let me in. Just wants you to let me in. You know the way Yitzhar works is the way it works. It works by getting you to start watching National Geographic. It's like, just let me in. Once I get in, once I'm watching National Geographic, all of a sudden I go watch the news, I watch a game, and then before you know it, you're watching Gewalt. Yitzhar just needs to get in. You let him in. He wants you to, you know, I need my phone for work. I need all these excuses. I'm just going there because I like ice cream. You know, whatever it might be. The Yitzhar just says, just let me in. Once I'm in, I take over. Pesach Chatos Roivetz. And he says, that's the pshat on the mezuzah by the door. Don't let him in. Just don't let him in. Don't let him in the house. So maybe what he was saying is, Gira be'enach, you didn't start. Because the Einayim is the beginning of all of the... So if you could, like, nip it in the bud, then maybe... Asul Esgaris is the Yetzihara. You're fighting with the Yetzihara. You're like, oh, I got you. I got you. And then they don't want to do it. But maybe he started at 14 years old. The Imamish didn't even let the Yetzihara in. Then It's like it's a DOA.
Also for the other stuff, it won't be eternal. That's the way that she was learning.
No, we mean for other affairs. We mean for this, But it's Lizgar's in this thing. It's not gonna. That's, I mean, come with covered. You mean it'll come from covered? Yeah. It'll come from. Yeah,
that's basically.
Yeah,
peacefully Pesach.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Peacefully Pesach is the same as Kapet Pesach, but it's the other way around.
Yeah. Very good. It's a chiddush.
From 13 to 14, you're somehow good.
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
It takes a year to get...
Could be the back in the day, dude. They had less exposure than we had, I don't know. Akoponim, this is what it says over here. Keep going. Says the Gemara. Amale Rava L'Rav Nosson Ba'ami. Now, everybody see the diktok here is very rough. Adiyodcha al tzavarei dibirech. Adiyodcha, as long as your hands is al tzavarei dibirech, is on your son's neck... Mishesa v'ad esrim v'tarati, from 16 to 22. V'amrila mitimnes riad esrim v'arba until 24. Kitanoi, what's going on over here? Says Rashi. Rashi says, Ad yodcha tzavarech, b'oid yodcha takif al banecha, koyrim sheyigdal, when your hand is still strong on your son before he gets big, v'yikabato chachasa, hisiya isha, you should marry him off. So Rashi's first pshat is, that what it means is, this is concerning specifically marrying your son off. Make sure to get him married off at a young age when you still can control him. Mishitzar Shinin, from 16, he gives man lichnois. That's when he should start getting married. V'yosemi esrin titan al te'achor, and you shouldn't wait till more than 22. So from 16 to 22, get him married. Loshen acher, another pshat. Ad yodcha tzavre devrech. Mishasha oid yodcha takif alav. Havizor lelamdoi toichachos. Teach him musar. Give him constructive criticism. Ve'ezes manoi mishitzar esrim v'tzaratin. The batzim mishitzar ain't like das lekabel toichachos. Less than 16 is not going to listen to you kol kach. V'altachbid yisurim v'toichachos v'yoytzim esrim v'tzaratin lo yishlach l'shulim yivot. More than 24, he's not going to listen. Less than 24, he's not going to chap. Less than 16, he's not going to chap. And more than 22, 24, he's not going to listen. So that's your window to be able to give criticism to your son. This is Rashi's pshat. So, the Tosfos Riha Zaken says a different pshat. Says Tosfos Riha Zaken Yodchal Tzavrei Devrech. So his first pshat is Diktarach v'shielch b'derech toiva v'mielch ba b'zeh azman kol yom v'mielch loy tichsiv chanoch l'rapi darkoi hargileu l'derech haru'u loy gam kiyazken liyosar mimenu. So that seems to be like Rashi's second pshat. So Rashi's two pshat, the first one is specifically in getting him married. That's what it's doing in our sugya. Second pshat is just, you know, just get, make sure he's in line.
They don't argue with each other.
Not necessarily. But this is the Lishna Achrin. Istam Afarash Yodcha Mamish. Kiloimar Hakehu Derech Toichacha. Slap him up.
Yodcha
Mamish. It says in the Gemara, Adi Yodcha Al Tzavrei Berech.
It sounds like a Ben.
Exactly. V'hada Amrin On Lefnei Evil Ositein Michshas Or On Lamakab Benoi HaGadol. Aye. Frek the Tozri Azokin. You're not allowed to hit an older child. It says in the Gemara, someone who hits an older child is over Lefnei Evil. Because what happened? Well, over Lefnei Evil. A normal assumption is because he's going to hit you back. Comes the Tozri Azokin and says, Ayri Dafka B'makeh V'hoylech Shemato Bo Yetzar Hora V'gorim Lo Shiyachati. It's only if he's makev ahoylech. What does that mean, makev ahoylech? So, what does it mean, makev ahoylech? The matil bo yetzahar v'gorm l'shiyachti. What does makev ahoylech mean? Anyone?
It doesn't leave any separating.
I'll tell you what, the way the Rabbi Wogel had told it, I think the Rabbi Yaakov was the one that was, it means you smack him back and you just keep hitting him. That means makev ahoylech. You go. You're hitting and hitting and hitting. And then the kid is going to get so angry, fed up, bitter, that's going to cause him to rebel. But just hit him every once in a while is okay. That's fine. Even until he's 22. I saw another pshat brought down. Makev ahoylech means as follows. You just hit him and leave. In other words, you just hit him and goodbye. It's like, what was that for? He's gone. You don't even tell him. If you hit him and you hit him with a reason, I'm hitting him for a reason, it's okay, it's not lefnei yiver, because he's going to learn from it. He's like, you know what? I deserved it. But if you just hit him stam with no good reason, so then he's like, what are you hitting me for? I don't even know what you're hitting me for. I don't know what he's playing. So listen to this. The halacha, the Shulchan Aruch says what?
Obviously, you're supposed to hit your children stam also.
Even if they're doing well, you're supposed to hit
them. No, a Rav. We're going to get to that. It's a Rav. It's
not
a, okay. So, what? It's just, it's chinuch. I mean, it doesn't mean your hands are physically on him when you're in control of him. The Shulchan Aruch brings the following thing. A father that hits his son, who's a gadol, says, is chayev nidui, says the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah says, that's only if he's older than 22 or 24. That's based on what with the, on this Tzriyazakin. You can hit your kid until he's 22 and 24 years old.
What about the 13?
Once he's older than that, what about the 13 rule?
It doesn't say you're not supposed to hit your kid after 13.
So they're not saying that like that. You can hit him up until 22, 24 years old. I would say this is all a father, but a Rebbe is allowed to hit a Talmud even when he's more than 24 years old. And even if he doesn't have a good reason.
If he kills him, he's
potter. And if he kills him, he's potter. And the Gemara
Makis.
And the Gemara says, even if he's a Talmud Hagun. What's the pshat? A Rebbe's job is to get his Talmidim out of their comfort zone, says Rav Moshe Feinstein. A Rebbe is supposed to make his Talmud uncomfortable. That's his job. Fathers, that's not his father's job. A father can be gentle and, you know, embracing. A Rebbe, that's a Rebbe's job. So even if a Talmud is doing well, but you could do better, you're allowed to hit him. Just so you should know. Okay, Rabbi Say. I have many eyewitnesses. The recording doesn't make a difference. Okay, Rabbi Say it's like this. Zet min da in the Gemara, however we learn over here, Zet min da klar in the Gemara, a person's supposed to get married by what age?
22.
There's a max. 20, 24. What happens if he doesn't do it? Kacha, I'm not interested. What? Yeah, okay. Very good. Comes along the Rush and says the Rush, Bezdin is Koifin Oisoy Lisa Isha. What does that mean? If a person doesn't want to shake Lulav, what do? We give him Malchus until he shakes Lulav. A person doesn't want to free his to be Megarish's wife. What do?
Beat him.
A person to be Megarish's wife. Under certain things like that. If a person doesn't want to get married, he just beat him to divorce his wife. Now he beat him to get married. But that says the Rashi beat him to get married. He has to get married. And the Rambam argues. The Rambam says, in his Akdoma to Pirish Mishnayis, says the Rambam, why do we give Yevamos before Ksubas? Because Yevamos is something that we force a person to do. And Kedushin is something we don't force a person to do. What do you see from the Rambam?
That there's no max, there's no force.
You don't force them. Machlekes Rambam in Rosh. So, I thought first, what's the Bira Machlekes? I thought first to say the Bira Machlekes is as follows. Is Kedushin a mitzvah? Just the marriage. Just to get married. Is to get married a mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah peru revu? It's a machlekes rishonim. What's the machlekes? When a person makes the bracha under the chuppah, asher kidishanu al arayis, v'asalon as arusais, v'itilon as anasuais, is that a brachas ha-mitzvah? Or brachas ha-shevach? It's a machlekes Rambam and Rosh. Machlokes Rambam and Rosh is the bracha of kedushin, the bracha of mitzvah. That's, I thought, it's beautiful. If you hold the bracha that the bracha you make under the chuppah is bracha of mitzvahs, what does that mean? That getting married is what? Anasei. If it's a mitzvah, koyfen asal al mitzvahs. But if you hold the bracha you make under the chuppah is the bracha of shevach, being mishabech Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's not a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah per revu, but you can't force me to do a hechsher mitzvah. You can force me to do a mitzvah. You force me to get married. Problem is that who holds that it's a brichas ha-mitzvahs? The Rambam. Oh. Who holds the brichas ha-shevach? It's the Rosh. So this doesn't work out. So why does the Rambam say that you don't force them to get married? What's the reason? So maybe the machlokes is, do you force a person on a hechsher mitzvah? That's good for the machlokes. I was thinking that perhaps the pshat in Rambam is pashut. That's probably what the other is thinking, pashut. Listen, I don't have anyone to marry. You can't force me to get married if I don't have someone that I feel that I can love and care for and be responsible for. I'm an oinus. I mean, it could be the Rambam agrees if a guy says, yeah, I could marry her, but I just don't want to get married. Okay, then maybe I would agree that you could for him. I don't know. But Kipshuta, a person's not getting married because he doesn't have anyone to marry. And so then he's like an oinus. Like we said, Ben Azayin be the Avoin. Because if he doesn't have someone to marry, the person doesn't have anyone he can marry.
But the Rambam would hold, you have to try.
For sure you have to try. But you can't force him.
He's engaged. He just pushed off.
I don't know if that's... why is he pushing it off?
Wants to have a career.
Maybe in a chalami. Someone says, I want to have a career. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Could
and
be.
Rosh would hold you good for a Hachshah Mitzvah.
What? The Rosh clearly holds you kaif even for a Hachshah Mitzvah. Okay, now either way, the Amshel Shleime brings down that we're mechiach a person that doesn't get married.
What's the hatter once you're engaged?
Because people are not ready. They're not ready. You're not ready. You're not ready. Again, he's,
that's 3 months are prepared for life. They're ready to get married.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. Not so sure about that.
Ellie, you'll see a
husband have a huge effect on myself.
Yeah.
Not 3 months.
Yeah.
Getting married, right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Very good. Very good.
The raya from the very
right from what?
The Yom Kippur's raya, Ksuvus and Rambam, is very hard because. First of all, it should be kiddushin.
Right?
It should be kiddushin. It's
okay, so
it's dinim. It's dinim of kiddushin. It's a technical.
It's yom tov brings the right.
What? Also, your mom says they get
small. Is what?
Him and her.
I'll call Panim. The Yamshel Shleima says even if we say like the Rambam that you're not kaif him to get married, but you definitely give him a shmooze. Yechichu, tell him, young man, enough already. Time to settle down. And the Sefer Beis Chasana brings down, there's a minig in Yerushalayim that if a person was not married by a certain age, they tell him that he can't live in Yerushalayim anymore. They kicked him out of the city. So Shaila is only in the old city, Altstadt, or even the new Yerushalayim, but they said you can't live here. Yerushalayim is for married people. I guess because Yerushalayim...
Even though you can get married later.
Beis Chasana, what? Even though in Eretz Yisrael... Yeah. Can't live in Yerushalayim. What? Yeah, well, in Rashi maybe. That depends. Okay, Rabbi Sait, let's keep going.
What do we say in the mirror if you're 30?
Yeah, so well, none of this is halacha lemaisa. We all understand. I think it's cute. We could talk about it and make jokes, but we all understand this is not halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa is us to speak to the people that are annoying today. Like we said in the mirror, they waited till 30 to start dating. People that started dating before 30 in the mirror, they weren't allowed to give. Back in the day, they didn't know cigarettes were dangerous for your health. They give out chasen cigarettes. But if you got married under 30, you were only allowed to give out candies. Because it's like you're robbing the cradle. Or you're getting married at 20. You're joking. 25, 27, you're a kid. You're a baby. You can't give out cigarettes. It had to be 30. You couldn't start dating until you're 30.
Guy's 40, get the cartons.
If I'm not mistaken, Rabban Leib Malin got married at 37. And when he was married, he said, if anyone had told me it was so geschmack, I would have gotten married at 36. So, it's. Anyway, I call upon him. But halacha lemaisa, we have to obviously deal with all the different. There's many different moving parts here, and the different cheshbonos of when a person should start getting married, not start getting married, and even within today's world, it's the Bnei Brak is not Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not Flatbush. Everything is different. Every person has to deal with his matzav kefisha hu, where he is halon the halahu. Kapan, let's go a little bit further here, Rabbi Sain, and then we're going to call it a day. Ketanoi, Chanoi Chlanar Pidar Korab Yehuda Rabbi Nachemya Charam Mishitza Ad Esim V'Tartin Charam Mitim Nesri Ad Esim V'Arba. One says it's until 22. One says it's until 24. Okay, I want to do the next Gemara, but I don't think it's kedai to start that right now. I think we're going to call it here. We'll do this Gemara. Rabbi said we're going to have to make tracks. I think Sunday, Monday, we're going to get ourselves all the way down to Kibbutz Ove Aim Lamed Amid Beis. Okay, so we have to do this. So yeah, there's a very interesting discussion as. You're supposed to teach your son Tanakh, not learn Tanakh. We were discussing it together ourselves about is it learning Tanakh, how exactly that works. We'll continue with that, Beis Hashem, hopefully on Sunday. I want to leave you with a thought here on this week's parasha. Is this yours? Ari Barnett. Zichroina Levracha. Yeah. This week's parasha speaks about all the brachas that Klal Yisrael are going to get. We can focus on the positive. There's a lot of frightening things in this week's parasha, but the positive is if you do listen, Pasuk says, "V'ro'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra elecha v'yoru mimecha." They saw the Aretz will see that the name of Hashem is called upon you, and they'll fear you. What is that? What's that referring to? It's Chazal Darshan Elu Tefillin Shabarosh. How they see it, they'll see the tefillin on your head. They'll see the tefillin on your head. V'ro'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra elecha v'yoru mimecha. They'll fear you. Tefillin shabarosh is supposed to be begali. Tefillin shabiyad is supposed to be covered. And the Meshech Chochma writes about how the different types of tefillin, that this is, can I get the Hester of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Mardika Maisa, Hafla Dika Maisa. It's a Bavus Tamaisa. They used to say it over every single year. Not Yom Kippur War. There's another Maisa. If you want to hear it, Moshe's going to tell it to you. You're sitting in Ezra's seat, so maybe you shouldn't be speaking. It's a Maisa in Germany. There's a Yid who had a yeshiva named Rav Schneider. There's still a Schneider's yeshiva in England. What? His grandfather and Rav Schneider, yeah. There's the Maisa. Grandfather's still alive. Could ask him about this Maisa. Yeshiva was in Germany. The Yeshiva, he had a room in front by the Aron Kodesh, behind the Aron Kodesh where he used to put on his tefillin. He was putting his tefillin on before davening. The Bachim were in the base medrash. Obviously, the Bachim were there before davening started. It was in Germany, the Yakish. Versteitzach. Like all Germans. And the Nazis surrounded the building, and Nazis went in to the base medrash, and they were at every single entrance of the base medrash. Armed guards. The Bachim are in the base medrash. The Rosh Yeshiva walks in. He's wearing his tefillin. Rosh Yeshiva says the pasuk, "V'ro'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha yor mimecha." And the Nazis, without saying anything, just turned around, walked out, and left. Rav Schneider said, "We have to get out of here." Yeshiva's closed, and they moved the yeshiva from Germany. They went to England, and the yeshiva was continued to function there in England. Every year on his yahrzeit, they would tell this story. It's in Peladik Amaisa. It's a Maisa with the Vilna Goyim. I have a sefer Pinim Shulchan Agro. It brings a Maisa this week's parsha. The Vilna Goyim was in one of those an achsanya. He was in an inn. He was putting his tefillin on in the room next door. All of a sudden, he heard kolos ubrokim in the room next door. And the owner of the inn was there, and he walked in, and there was a guy who was beating him mercilessly. And he was also in his tefillin. He took one look at the guy, and he just bolted. He ran away. So the person said to him, "Why was he so afraid of you?" He said, "Shteit in pasuk, v'ro'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yoru mimecha." So he saw, I was wearing my tefillin. See, but I was also wearing my tefillin. So why was he afraid of me? He's beating me in my tefillin. He said, "Yeah, because the Chazal say Eil tefillin shabirosh. These are tefillin in your head. Your tefillin are on your head. My tefillin are in my head." So he's not going on afraid of tefillin that are on your head. They're just like plop there, like on the top of your head. The person is not cognizant and aware of his tefillin. He's not together with his tefillin. So it doesn't have that same ashbah. So there's a very chashuv inyan of a person like having appreciation for his tefillin. Rabbi Mandelbaum told me that his son's Kabbalah, in his honor, that he should have fushalim, they won't talk in his tefillin. Because you're aware of your tefillin. A person shouldn't be talking in his there are people that are not mesiach das at all when they wear the tefillin. But to appreciate the amazing power that we have when we wear tefillin. There's something, I don't know if you believe in these things or don't believe in these things. I don't care either way. I like to hear them because they're fun. They have these pictures that they can take that somehow can capture people's auras. That they have the colors come out of people, and then people have a whole different aura when they're wearing tefillin. I could show you the way that they have these cameras that, so like a person wears his tefillin, and I always want to know are they his tefillin shabiroish or they were alarish. But Beis Hashem, we should be zoicha that if a person is careful with his mitzvahs tefillin, maybe this should help that we should not have anyone that's trying to in any way try to do us any damage. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.